I gladly sing, oh, praise his name. I love him for each passing day. Wonderful Savior, so kind is he, so kind is he. I'll sing and shout and tell about his mercy, so full and free, so full and free. Like blood he offered up on the cruel cross, and our world might be free. For our transgression he bore such pain and loss, and really died for sinners like you and me. Oh, praise his name, I love him for each passing day. Wonderful Savior, so kind is he, so kind is he. I'll sing and shout and tell about his mercy, so full and free, so full and free. Praise him, oh, praise him, let's glory in my soul. He has saved me from sin, from bonds of sin and sadness ever. I love him until I reach that in heaven, life unending, life to begin. Oh, praise his name, I love him for each passing day. Wonderful Savior, so kind is he, so kind is he. I'll sing and shout and tell about his mercy, so full and free. Oh, praise his name, I love him for each passing day. Wonderful Savior, so kind is he. I'll sing and shout and tell about his mercy, so full and free, so full and free.
Now, if you are happy and glad to be here this evening, let the church say amen.
Amen.
I said if you are happy and glad to be here this evening, let the church again say amen.
Amen.
Oh, what some wonderful singing that we are having this evening. You know, it seems like Brother Bonner and Brother Daniel are in the spirit this evening. And that's how we all should be, singing and making melody in our hearts unto the Lord.
Amen.
And I want to commend them and all of the brethren who have conducted us in our worship services thus far. Also, I'd like to acknowledge all of you for being here this evening. You know, you made a decision to come out this evening. You didn't have to be here. But you decide to come out and come to the house of the Lord for worship. Now, if you miss this morning, ooh, I hate to tell you, you miss an awesome sermon preached by Brother Jerry Hope. And he did a wonderful job, didn't he? And I just hope that I can continue this evening in the same manner. Now, tonight, I don't plan to keep us long, but I do ask that if you would, limit your ears and your undivided attention just for a little while. You know, I know a lot of you guys are full, and your attention span is probably short. So I'm not going to take too much of your time this evening, but I do desire your attention. As well, I'd like to acknowledge our elders, Brother Pryle and Brother Daniel, for this opportunity that they allow me to stand in for Brother Amanzo Jones this evening. You know, as mentioned, Brother Jones and his wife is out of town this weekend attending the wedding of one of their nieces. So if you came here tonight with the intent of hearing Brother Jones preach, you're out of luck. You're stuck with me. Amen. Now, I know I can't tell those intriguing stories or those gut-busting jokes like Brother Jones. But I like to contest that I would try my very best to preach as plainly and as clearly as I can. So no one can leave here tonight without knowing what they must do to be saved. You know, when it comes to sharing the gospel, Brother Prowl, I just like to keep it simple. Keep it plain and keep it real with people. You know, the plan of salvation is not hard to understand, even though some might want you to think so. You know, God didn't make it where only gifted scholars could comprehend his word. But for all men who are willing to take up their cross and follow Jesus. You know, the problem with most of us, Brother James, is that not understanding the plan, but following it. So tonight, I'm going to share some information concerning our spiritual welfare and how we can become better servants for God. And to anyone who may be visiting tonight, you know, I asked a couple to come out. I see one person here that I asked to come. But we like to take this time to let you know that you are an honored guest and that you are among friends here at Hart Street. Also, we hope that you came here searching for answers on how you can obtain a more fulfilling and abundant life, eternal life. Now, if you have your Bibles, if you would, please turn to the scripture passage that was read by Brother Arthur Davis. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. And the word of God says, "But of the time and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief. And when they shall say, peace and safety, then suddenly destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child. And they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day shall overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober." For our consideration tonight, I like to use the title, "Don't Be Caught Sleeping While Waiting on Jesus." Don't be caught sleeping while waiting on Jesus. Now, you know, most of us in here have jobs or worked once or twice in our lifetimes. And we understand that with jobs comes a level of responsibility, doesn't it? And as members of the Church of Christ, we have jobs too. You know, we have the job of being a faithful child of God. We have the job of studying his word to show ourselves approved. We have the job of correcting our brothers and sisters with Christian love. We have the job of being the best example to our family and friends on how a child of God should live and conduct themselves. And we have the job of being diligent when it comes to the work of the Lord. You know, lately, we've been putting a special effort, or making a special effort, in our every member's working ministry. And this is where all members will be placed in some type of useful work. And even though in America, our unemployment rate is at an all-time high, that should never be the case found in the Lord's church. Don't be caught sleeping while waiting on Jesus. And to help explain my points tonight, I'd just like for us to focus on our scripture passage, which should help each of us determine if we are sleeping on our spiritual responsibilities. And if so, what we can do to change that. Is that all right? All right. Now, from our scripture passage in verses 1 and 2, the author makes a strong argument to the Thessalonians, saying, "But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, that for yourselves knows perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night." Now let's look a little closer at those verses. You know, based on the author's tone, it is obvious to me that the Thessalonians had been taught about God before. But not just taught about God, they also taught about the Lord's return. You know, from the previous chapters, we find that to be the case. And I'd like to ask that when you get home tonight, if you would read chapters 1 through 3 and see how Paul and the other disciples taught the Thessalonians the principles of God. And you know, that should be a lesson to us. Some things we shouldn't have to be taught again. They should just dwell richly in our hearts. Also, the author mentioned how the Lord would return. He said, as a thief in the night. Now, I don't know about you, but when it comes to thieves, and especially when they come in the night, they are trying to come unnoticed, undetected, incognito, trying to come that way. And the Lord will come when we least expect it. In Mark chapter 13, starting at verse 31, the Bible says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man." He's talking about judgments coming. "No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father." You know, one day, God's going to call this thing to a close, isn't he? And we need to make sure that we are ready and have our lives in line with his word. Because we don't know, Brother Daniel, when the end might be. You know, it might be next year. Brother Brown, it might be next month. Or it might be tonight. Don't be caught sleeping while waiting on Jesus. Now, in verse 3 of our scripture passage, the author points out a group of people which has a false sense of peace and security, having no desire to know God or what his word says about salvation. But then something tragically happens. The Lord returns unexpectedly, and there is nowhere to hide. The Bible says, "For when they shall say, peace and safety, then suddenly destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." Church, let us not be in the darkness, having a false sense of peace and security. You know, in the world, we are given a false sense of peace and security. You know, Brother Love, it is said to achieve the American dream, one must have a good paying job, have a big house with a white picketed fence, take extravagant vacations, have a family and a dog. Then one can say, I have achieved the American dream. But when establishing that dream, they fail to include the true and key ingredient to succeed in this life. They fail to mention God. You know, we need God in all that we do. You know, God must be the foundation to our success in this life and the one to come. We must rebuild our way of thinking when it comes to having peace and security while on this earth. God must be first in all areas of our life. God has never been satisfied being second to anything. You know, to our jobs, to our kids, to our hobbies, to our vacations, anything. He's never been satisfied to being second. He demands to be first. You know, we find in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, we quote it all the time. We are reminded to look to him before our own personal interests. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things should be added unto you. You know, we must remember that God takes care of his own, doesn't he? And when you are a child of God, you have a special relationship that needs to be treasured and valued. You know, the parent-child relationship is so very important. You know, we see it all the time, that children who have a good, healthy relationship with their parents turn out a whole lot better than children who do not. And if we would just truly treasure our relationship with our spiritual Father God, it would become easy for us to accept and obey his word. Amen. You know, in Luke chapter 12 and verse 34, the Bible says, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Amen. You know, when the Lord returns, let's not be like the group with no place to escape. Don't be caught sleeping while waiting on Jesus. Now, in our remaining verses of our scripture passage, the author encourages and instructs the Thessalonians, saying, "But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day shall overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober." And that's my message tonight. Church members, we are not in darkness, but of light. And when the Lord returns, it should not be a surprise to us if we have worked hard for the cause of Jesus Christ, then his return would be a welcoming sight to come. Also, the author instructed them not to sleep or lose focus, but to watch and be sober. You know, it's easy for us to fall asleep on our spiritual responsibilities. It is easy for us to fall asleep to defending the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is easy for us to fall asleep combating denominationalism. And it is easy for us to fall asleep trying to get to heaven. So let us wake up. Let us wake up, church. And let us watch and be sober by studying our Bible. Let us watch and be sober by sharing the gospel with others. Let us watch and be sober by living an upright Christian life. And let us watch and be sober by doing the will of God to the best of our abilities. So when the Lord returns, we can look forward to hearing him say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." We can't afford to be caught sleeping when Jesus comes. Amen. The lesson is yours. But before we stand up for our invitation song, I want us to ask ourselves this question. If the Lord comes tonight, not tomorrow, but tonight, would he catch me sleeping on my spiritual responsibilities? And if the answer is yes, and you want to make a change for the better tonight, the question is, why not tonight? The steps that you must take to make that change is simple. Five easy steps. First thing is that you must hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Matthew 13 and 9 tells us, who has ears to hear, let him hear. Hear how Jesus died on the cross for you and for me. The second thing you must do, you got to believe that gospel. John 8 in chapter 24 tells, I said therefore unto you, that ye should die in your sins if ye believe not that I am he. Ye should die in your sins. That's Jesus talking. That's real talk. Third, you must confess with your mouth what you believe in your heart. Matthew 10:32 tells us, whosoever therefore should confess me before men, him will I also confess before my Father, which is in heaven. Once again, that's our Lord talking. He's talking to you, and he's talking to me. The fourth thing you must do is repent. Change your mind towards all things that contradicts God's word. Luke 13 and verse 3 tells us, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, you will all likewise perish. And the last thing is that you must go down into the water. Brother Davis, why must I go down into the water? For the remission of your sins. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38 tells us, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized. Amen. He didn't say sprinkle, Brother Barnum. He said be baptized. Amen. It's the difference. Amen. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Pope. No, he didn't say the Pope did. He said in the name of Jesus Christ. It is something in a name. For the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Those are the steps to become a part of God's family. But if you are already a part of God's family and you find yourself a guilty distance from God, it's time to come forward tonight and make it right. Because in James chapter 4, in verse 17, this is a real powerful verse. The verse tells us, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and do it not, to him it is sin. Amen. You know, we know when we do wrong, don't we? And we know what we must do to make it right. And we're going to ask that you do that tonight. So if you find yourself in either of these categories, we're going to ask that you come as together we stand and sing the Lord's invitation.
Therefore, you know not the day when the Lord shall call your soul away. If you labor, striving for the right, you shall wear the golden crown. Right. wear the golden crown.
Amen. We have a precious soul standing. We're going to give him this opportunity to see what he has to say. All right. All right. Thank you, Brother Steve. This time we'll ask Brother Prowl if he would give prayer on Brother Stephen's behalf.
Let us pray. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's again that we humbly bow before your throne, thanking thee for this day, dear God, and the assembling of ourselves here together, dear God, to worship you in spirit and in truth. We are thankful, dear God, for your humble servant who has so boldly brought us the word tonight. We pray, dear God, that you will continue to bless him in his efforts. We pray, dear God, for Brother Stevens, who has acknowledged, dear God, that he has fallen short of your will, dear God. We pray that whatever his sins may be, we pray, dear God, that you will forgive him of those sins, and we pray that he will overcome whatever obstacles that causes him to so be easily beset. We pray, dear God, for those family members of his that he has requested. We pray that he might be an example to them, and especially to those that who might not yet be members of your divine kingdom. We pray, dear God, as that he will lean not upon his own understanding, but acknowledge you in all his ways, knowing, dear God, that you will direct his path. Be with us all, dear God, now as we go through the further scenes of our service. We pray that all we will say and do will be well pleased and acceptable in your sight. For it is in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and our Savior's name, we do humbly ask it all. Amen.
Amen.